Yechol Leitahani Leyamaltra. If the Kaira is above 20 Yamas high, it should be possible B'chol Eifanim, and an Amaltra should not help. And we'll soon see later the Gemara explains that Amaltra is a new Matir, even though the Kaira is Lamala Michof Amma. If you have Amaltra, those are beams like coming out on the side. And the kitzur, the side is that people are mastakal at it. People look at the Amaltra, so since they look at these lower beams, they'll also look at the Kaira above. So therefore, if you have an Amaltra coming out on the sides, there's a din later that even though the Kaira is Lamala Mechof, still it's kosher. Now the kasher is, Rav says, why does the Rabbanan say only until 20 Yamas is kosher? Because they learn out from the Heichel. Now the Heichel itself had an Amaltra. It had beams going on top of the Heichel. There were Amaltras coming out. So the more of our Filu Hochi, Esre Mamo Hu Degvoya, and still we say from the Heichel it's only kosher 20 Yamas high. More than 20 Yamas is possible. Now the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Midos, Chomeish al matroyos shel milo hoyo al gabov zula malo mezu. At the entrance of the heichal, going into the heichal, on top of the heichal, there were like five beams going on top of the heichal. We have this in picture number on the first page, picture five. That the heichal and ulam on top of the heichal, there were five beams going across on top of the heichal. This is called an amaltria. That's the way the heichal looked. Yeah, the Tanan is the Mishnah in Midas that Chomesh Amaltrios, five sticks came out across on top of the Heichol Shel Mila. It was made from special wood. Rashi says Shel Mila eats Shegdilim by Milan Veimafotzim, have gallnut water comes out of it. Ovaloshin glass. All right, it's a special type of wood, special type of cedar wood. Hoyo Algabov Zula Malamizu Vizula Malamizu. Hey, each board going across on top of the Heichol was one on top of the other. Five boards going on top of the Heichol. So what's the kasha? That even though the Heichel had a maltrius going on top of it, still was saying, if the Kaira is more than 20 Amos high, it's possible, because it's not called a Pesach. A Pesach is only until 20. More than 20 is not called a Pesach. Now the kasha is, later we're going to learn, that if you have a Kaira, even though it's Lomala Michof Amo, still it's kosher when it has an Amaltria. Now according to Rav, that shouldn't be. Because Rav says we learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel. The Heichel was only 20 Amos high. Now anything more than 20 was saying it's possible. I swear it has an Amaltria. The Heichel had Amaltrias on top of it. So if you tell me whenever you have Amaltrias, a Mavui is kosher, even though the Kur is Lamala Michof, you can't learn that out from the Heichel then. Because since the Heichel had on top of it Amaltrias, why do we say only till 20 is kosher and more than that is possible? No, it should even be kosher Lamala Michof, according to Rav. So the more of a high my tiyufta, what kind of tiyufta is this? Dilma ki tanya hi the amaltroyis beulam tanya. Maybe that the Mishnah in Midoy says that there were amaltroyis on top of the heichol, it doesn't mean the heichol, it was on top of the ulam. So Mela Rav said that the Rabbonin learn out the shear from the heichol, not from the ulam. The heichol is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's only high 20 amas. And not from the ulam, which was high 40 yamas. So maybe the Mishnah Midas says that there were amaltrias on top. That only means the ulam had amaltrias on top. But enach nami, maybe the heichol did not have amaltrias on top. Therefore, it's good that anything above 20 yamas is possible, and we learn it out from the heichol. And the reason why the heichol is possible more than 20, because there were no amaltrias on top. So the Gemara name, the Gemara Tanya, Dilma Kitani the amaltrias to ulam Tanya. So the more of a high my kusha, what kind of kasher is this? Dilma tavnes heichol ke tavnes ulam. The tavnes of the heichol was the same thing like the ulam. Hey, dilma tavnes heichol ke tavnes ulam. The same way that on top of the ulam it had the amaltrios, who were then on top of the entrance to the heichol, there was also amaltrios. So it's still shver. That avada on top of the heichol, there were five beams going across on top of the heichol. So there were amaltrios on top of the heichol. And still was saying that anything gevoya higher than 20 yamas is not called a Pesach. Is the question, why not? Since it has amaltrios, it should be kosher even higher up. Now here's the kasher really, here the kasher starts. Aloma why omar Rabbi Loi, omar Rav, that Rabbi Loi, omar Rav says aloha leidom, rochova rochba dalit. If the kaira, the beam that's being matir the movi, going across the entrance of the movi, if it's dalit tfachim wide, then the locher is afal pi shein abriya. Even though it's not a strong kaira, still it's kosher. Because we'll see the halacha later, that there were matra mobi with a kaira. We're saying like in picture one, when you have the entrance, you have a beam going across on top, a kaira is matra, the halacha is later, the kaira has to be strong. It has to have strength to hold up a brick. If it can't hold up a brick, the svar is then that the wind will just throw it away. It's not called a good hecker. It has to have strength to it, the board has to be strong, it can hold up a brick. But Rabbi Loi says that's only if the kaira is not wide dalat tvachim. But once the kaira is wide dalat tvachim, then even though it's very weak, it's not strong, still it's kosher. Roch b'amarav, roch b'dalat, if it's wide dalat tvachim, afal pi shein abriya, even though it's not strong, still it's kosher. And another loch he said was, v'yem yesh lo amaltro, if by the entrance of the movi, there are amaltros, we'll see later exactly what it means, there are beams going out on the side of the entrance of the Pesach to the Movid, afilu gevoya yoisa meyetzrim amo, ein atzorach lamayit. This is Rabbi Loi's halacha, that even though the entrance, the Pesach to the Movid, is more than 20 amos high, and you're putting the kaira on top of the entrance, so really the kaira now is more than 20 amos high, still the din is kosher. Our Mishnah says yamayit it's possible. There's an afkamina if you have a maltrus, if you don't have an maltrus. We'll soon see later the Hezber. And a maltrus means there are certain beams coming out on the side, and the swari is that people are mistakel at it. People look at the maltrus. So once they start looking at the maltrus, the male will even look higher up, and they'll see the curry, even though now it's above 20 yamasai. That's Rabbi Eloi's halacha. That even though the Mishnah says tam, more than 20 is possible, that's only when you don't have anything there to make you look higher. There's no amaltra. But when you have an amaltra, then the locher is, the kaira is allowed to be lamala mechop amma. It could be more than 20 amas. Now this is the kasha. If Rav says that how do the Rabbanan know the Yisoy dafka 20 amas? Because we're learning it out from the Heichel. Now the Heichel itself had a maltrius on top of the Heichel. So the Zoy, why does it say Lamala Mechof is possible? No, it should be kosher even Lamala Mechof. Because the Heichel itself had a maltrius going on top. And you tell Rabbi Loi says Alocha, that anytime you have a maltrius, it's kosher even higher. So that's the kasha according to Rav. So Drashi, Aloma Omer Rabbi Loi, Hashtar Komastik Lepircha. Now the Gemara explains what the kasha is. The Ashkechon de Mahane Yamaltru. We see Alocha that Amaltru's help, Aliba de Rav, even according to Rav. The Gemara doesn't explain the question till first they ask the kasha, what's the kasha? Maybe it's only going on the Ula, not on the Hechel. The Gemara says, no, it goes on the Hechel also. And now the Gemara explains the kasha. That what Rabbi Loi said to Alochis, Eshkin's Roch Podalit, Trashim Hoysa Kaira Roch Podalit Fochim. If the Kaira was wide, Dalit Fochim, Afo Pishi Dak, even though it's very thin, the Yena Chazokla Kabbalah Reach, it can't hold up a brick. Still Ksheira. I, what is number Masnisa and Bria Kalel Kabbalah Reach? That's what the Mishnah says later, that a Kaira has to be strong in order to hold up a brick. That's only Ksheina Rochova Dalit. This was not wide Dalit Fochim Koma. Another locher, Rabbi Loi says, "V'im yesh lo amaltrio, tarti milikama rav lekuli." Saying two alochas, both lekula. So this is the kasha now. Why does an amaltrio help? So the Gemara Omer Rabbi Yosef, amaltrio masnisen he. That what that amaltrio is a masnisen. Trashi hay amaltrio the suya mishmei the rav loy rav amra. Like you're saying this din, like yes mechuras theirin rav. That rav says amaltrio helps. No, it's not rav that says it. It's Tama Brisa that says it. The Tiksha the Rav Adarav, Elamastisinhi. It's not Rav that said this halacha, that when you have a maltrius coming out on the side of the Pesach, then even though it's more than 20 amas high, it's kosher. Rav never said that halacha. It's only a Mishnah, a Brisa that says it. So the Gemara, So what's Sony Brisa? So Gemara say, Man Kitonilo, Abizayan, who said the Brisa is a good Brisa? Who learned this Brisa? Maybe it's a Shibish the Brisa. Omer Abayinay, Vachoma Brei the Rabba Baravua Ketonilo. Name that the Brisa was learned by somebody. It was learned by Choma Brei the Rabba Baravua this Brisa. So it's an emistic of Brisa. Or Bazoi, it's a Kashan Rav. This din of the Amaltri is only a Brisa. It's not Bishem Rav, it's a Brisa. Or Bavitik Shal Rav, I'll call upon him. It's a Kashan Rav though. That Rav says, how do the Rabbanan know the Yisoy that only 20 Yamas is called the Pesach? You learn it out from the Heichel. Now the Heichel had a Maltrius on top. And still, Rav says only until 20 is kosher. More than 20 is possible. And this price says not like that. This price says that even though the kira is more than 20 amas high, when you have an amaltrois, vaistos is still called a pesach. Vaistos an amaltrois can give it a shame pesach, and it's kosher. So this is a kasha on Rav. Omoloch Rav, so Rav answers back, Dala no meyocha. Rav says, take my name out of the picture. Take me out of here. Is the Chura Masnissin Mila Kashin Adodi. The Chura, anyway, you have a spirit in the Brises now. There's a spirit in the Brisa. Because there was a Brisa before that said that what's shot in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin said a loshin, you learned it out from the Hechel. That the Brisa before said, the Tanya, Movi Shu Gavoya Mechof Amom, if you have a Movi that the entrance is higher than 20 Amis, Yoisa Mepischa Shal Hechel, it's higher than the Pesach of the Hechel is Yemayit. This was a Brisa. So this Brice that we have before says klar that what the Rabbanan says but while a Malam Echof is possible, because the Chur you learn it out from the Hechel. So it's enough in a Brice that it says the Hechel is the Lima, that was 20 Yamas high, that's called the Pesach. More than 20 Yamas is not called the Pesach. So this is one Brice that says the Hechel tells us the Halacha of 20 Yamas. So it's a theory in the Brices. And here a Brice says that if you have the Kura more than 20 Yamas high, still it's kosher. Why? Because they're Amalterous. When you have an amaltrous kosher, even with the malam echov. So it's a theory with the two brises. Why does this brise say if it's more than 20 is possible? If you learn it out from the hechel, fakert. The hechel also had amaltrous. And you're telling me when you have an amaltrous, it's kosher, even if it's higher than 20. So stamza, there's a theory with the two brises. So Rav says, what do you want from me? Anyway, there's a theory with the two brises. Omalach Rav, dala lo miyoga, take me out. Mas nitsa milo kashin adodi? Isn't there a theory with these two brises? Elo, my yislach lemeimah, what do you have to say? Tanoihi, yislach amachlekes tanoim atayu, according to the Rabbonin. How do the Rabbonin know that above 20 is possible? So machlekes tanoim. This price it says you learn out from the Hechel, and that's the way Rav holds. And this price the Vice holds, you don't learn out from the Hechel. Stamatis svara 20 yamas, we'll see later, you don't see so high up. You can't see more than 20 yamas. That's why it's possible. Then it's good, but when you have an amaltrus, it's kosher, because when you have an amaltrus, since people look at the amaltrus, then they also look up already at the kira. So Rav says there's a stir in the brises, and it's a machlekes tanoim. Tanoi. So Rav, the dinami tanoi. I'll tell you, according to me, it's also machlekes tanoim. And achnami, Rav is only saying his esver according to this brisa that the rabbonin say lamala mechof is possible. How do we know something higher than 20 is possible? How Rav at this brisa? Because you learn it out from the hechel. And then achnami, if you learn it out from the hechel, even though you have an amalteris, still it should be possible. I this brisa says it's kosher. It's a machlekes tanoim. So the Gemara name, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Goma name. That's no good. But loy Rav, without Rav's halacha, if Rav didn't say anything, mas nisa hadodi lekashin. I tell you, there'll be no stira in the brises alone. Without Rav's hezbo, if Rav didn't say clearly that how do the rabbanon know the story that lamala mechof is possible? Because to learn it out from the hechel, from this brise alone, I wouldn't say that. Why? I would tell you without Rav. Le Rabbonon, what's the husband, the Rabbonon in the Mishnah? Why do you say if the Kira is more than 20 Amos high? Is he a Mayit? You have to bring it down as possible. Because Kira time a Mai, what's the husband? Why do the Rabbonon say? You could be maker with a Kira, Mishum Hekera. It's not a svara, a hecker. If you have some hecker, something showing you that at the entrance to the Movi, you should know this is not a Rishus Rabin. Even though we're going to let you carry inside the Movi, people should know it's only here, because here is different. Here is not a Rishus Rabin. And they won't come to carry outside of the Rishus Rabin. So I'll be there, some hecker there, something to look and see the difference, the Rabbanu will make it. So if you put a Kaira, that's the hecker. People see something is different now about this Mokim inside. It's not a Rishus Rabin, it's Mutter. Now, how come the Braisa said the Loshin that if it's more than 20 Yamas, which is more than the Pesach of the Hechel, it's possible? Why did the Braisa say a Loshin of Pesach Mepischa Shel Hechel? So tomorrow I'll tell you, Simna Bialmo. It's only a Simna Bialmo. Not the Pshat is the Rabbonim learn out from the Hechel. The Rabbonim holds Tam and Svara, that people only look up to 20 Yamas. More than 20 Yamas high, people don't notice it anymore. That's a Svara. So since the reason of a Kira is Heter, because there's a Heker there, people see it, when do you see something? If it's within 20 Amis. Once it gets higher than 20 Amis, it's a Svar, people don't look so high up. Why did Rav say, Mepischa Shalulam? It's only a Simen B'Alma. Everybody knows the Pesach of the Hechel, a Pesach Shalhechel. The Pesach of the Hechel was 20 Amis high. It's just a Simen. The halacha is, if the kor is more than 20 amos, it's possible. Why? Because then there's no hecker. People don't look up so high. Why does the b'raita say a hechel? The piskah shel hechel. That's a simon b'yama. So now there'll be no steers in the b'raitas. If it's a svar and hecker, then a malter is a good svar to be matter. When do we say people don't look up? If there's nothing to distract, there's nothing special. But when you have an amaltrius, well, since when you have beams coming out on the side, that's a new svar that people like to look at those beams. And once you start looking up, you look all the way up already, so that's a svar, that's mutter. Then we say people will recognize the kaira, even though here the kaira is lamala michov, because people look up at the amaltrius. So without Rav, there'll be no stevers in the braises. The Rabban Taka don't learn out from the Hechel. Either Brisa says the word Hechel, that's only for Simon B'Yalma. But according to Rav, it's a stira though. Rav is the one that says no up until now. Rav was Mazbun. How do the Rabbana know the Alocha L'mala Mechof is possible? Because we have a limud, we learn it out from the Hechel. If you learn it out from the Hechel, it's a stira in the braises then. So of course, there should be a kasha to Rav. So the Gemara, for Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Hanicha Eloi Svirlei Hodarabba. If he doesn't hold like Rabba, Eli Svirlei Hod Rabba. But if he holds like Rabba, that says the Hezbrin Sukkah, what? The Yom Rabba. Ksiv, it says the Posek by Sukkah, Laman Yedu Darasechem Ki Ba Sukkah Soy Shavti. The Halacha that the Schach, the first Mishnah in Sukkah says if the Schach is Lamala Mechof Amma, the Schach is also Posel. Now some big machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah, why Schach Lamala Mechof is Posel? Rabbi says the reason is because the Pasuk says Laman Yedu Darasechem. You have to know, you have to be able to realize to see Kibasukah Sashafti. So the Schach has to remind you of the Anani Yaakovit. And the same Svara there. That what ad es remama odem yodeya shadar basukah. It's Tama Svara. Why Lamala Mechof is possible? Because people recognize something, calls the manas within 20 amas off the ground. Of a Lamala Meyesru Mama, once the Schach is more than 20 amas high, ain't odem yodeya. People don't recognize it, don't see it anymore. Because people don't look so high up. That's the way Rabba learns the machlokes in the beginning of Sukkah. Why is a schach posel l'mala michov? Because your eyes don't look so high up. So the kasher is now, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, that he wants to say that's the same machlokes here by Movi. Why do the Rabbonin say if the Kairam is higher than 20 yamas is possible? Not because we're learning like Rav from the Pesach of the Hechel, but it's a svarah. That a Kairam is Mishum Hekir. People only realize it if it's within 20 yamas. If it's more than 20 yamas high, people don't look so high up. That's the Rabbonin svarah. I have Yehuda in the Mishnah says still it's kosher, because of Yehuda's svarah is no. People look higher up even though it's higher than 20 yamas. Still people look. And that's the same achlokes in Sukkah. In the Mishnah in Sukkah, Rav Yehuda also says, even though the schach is lamala mechav, he holds his kasha there also. Was there a Gemara? Alma gavi Sukkah nami bekeria pligi. By Sukkah, it's the exact same achlokes about heker. How hard do people recognize something? Why do we have to have two machlokes in? A machlokes in the Mishnah here in the beginning of Erevin, and a machlokes in the Mishnah in the beginning of Sukkah. The Chur is the exact same Svara. There should have been a machlokes one place, and that would be sufficient for both places. It's the exact same Svara. Hey, by Sukkah, the Pasuk has Laman Yedul Erasechem. You have to be able to recognize to see the Tzchach. That's what you have to see. By Kaira, this Svara is you have to recognize the Kaira. In both cases, you have to recognize it. So the machlokes is, the Rabbanin say only until 20 Yamas you recognize something, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, you recognize it even though it's higher than 20 amas. So what do you have that two machlokes in for? Rav, it's good, they're two separate machlokes in Lagamri, but according to the Sfarah now it's the exact same machlokes. And the Gemara, that's not shver. Tzricha, I need both machlokes in. Niyash, meaning Gab Sukkah, if you don't have the machlokes by Sukkah, Bokoma Rav Yehuda. There Rav Yehuda says, even though the schach is higher than 20 amas, still it's kosher. You know why? Kivon d'lishiva vida. What do you do inside a Sukkah? You sit there, you eat. Obviously, when people are sitting enjoying themselves, shota v'yena, then no more you look up. So even though it's higher than 20 amas, still you look up, you recognize the schach. Avu movi. Mashen can hear this alleyway when you're walking into the movi. Tilihiluch of it. What are you doing in the alleyway? You're walking in there. Or you're going out. Either you're going home, you're going to your house, or else you're coming out from your house into the Rishus Rabbim. It's meant lohiluch, just to walk. So the other svar is, Eima moidu lul rabbonin. That maybe Rabbi Yehuda is moidu to the rabbonin. That anything higher than 20 amas, people don't look that high. Leisholta ba'ena. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda will hold an Al Mishnah if the curve is the Malam Echof, it should be possible. Kamashmullah, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, even by a Movi, that people are just walking through the entrance, still he holds people look up and notice something, even though it's higher than 20 amas. V'yashmina b'ho. If we don't have the machlokes here by Mavoim, b'ho ka'ami rabbonin. Here the rabbonin say that if it's l'mala mechof, it's posel. Why? Because the svaro. Since through a Mavo, you're just walking through, when you're walking, you don't look up so high. So people don't realize something that's higher than 20 amos. That's why it's posel by Mavo. Avo b'hach. Ma'ashenkin by Hilchasukon, aim a moida le Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Rabbana will be moida to Rabbi Yehuda, that the schach, even though it's higher than 20 yamis, but since you sit inside the sukkah and you enjoy yourself there, you're there a long time, you do look up and you do realize the schach is there. So I would think it's kosher, tzricha. That's why I need the both machlokes in. I need the machlokes by Hilchas Ervin to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the malam echof, still you recognize it? And I need the machlekes by sukkah to tell me the rabbanim say no. Even though you're sitting inside the sukkah and you could look up at times, but if it's higher than 20 amos, that's a svar, you don't realize that it's there. You're not makayim the pasuk leman yedu derasechem. So it's good why we need both machlekes. So Gemara now, Maya Maltra. Well, if we started out the original Shaila, that Rabbi Eloi said halacha, that namala for koira is lamala mechaf, it's pasul. But if we have an amaltris there, then it's kosher. What is this amaltra? Maya Maltra. Rav Choma Brei the Rabba Baravu Omar Kini. Kini Rashi says Kini Kagoin Kine Oifis, nest of birds, bird's nest. Hoyo Boltim Mitachas Ulam. It's underneath the Ulam came out bird nest. Lamalam in a Pesach. I don't know exactly how you read this, of course, the Stira. If it came out Mitachas Ulam under the Ulam, how was it Lamalam in a Pesach on top? Rakopan, it was like bird's nest. Now they have the picture, also picture 5. It's on top of the ulam, they were like pictures of bird nests. They're on top of the ulam. That's one shot. That's called kini. It looked at pictures of bird nests. That's one shot. Kini. Kini. Kiyosi Ravdimi Yoma Amiv Maroven at Israel, they learned Piske di Arza. No, it was pieces of cedar wood. Trashi Pisco di Arzo, Kulun Soishal Eris, pieces long beams of cedar wood, Aruchim Tchuvim Bekoisel, that was sticking out of the Koisel. Viyadi Dinofish Moshe, since it sticks out very far, Urich did day the length of it, Chazalu Inshi, people see it Vike Kera. So that's exactly what Rashi means, I'm not sure exactly. But the cedar wood somehow sticks out of the wall, and it goes very, very long, but since it sticks out very, very long, people notice it. That's why Amaltri is Akosha. So the Gemara, man the yama piska the arza, the one that says even just see the woods sticking out of the koisel is enough to be matter, is kol shechen kini. Avada will be maker with kini bird's nest, because bird's nest is a bigger attraction to look at. So madach he holds that people look at just see the woods sticking out of the wall, and therefore once they start looking at it, they look all the way up and they'll see the curry even though it's higher than 20 amis. Avada kinim. Kinim, a nest, is something more to look at. Of a man the Yamakini, the one that says Amaltria, has to have a picture like a nest, only that's kosher. Avapaski the Arzaloi. I'll tell you, Paski the Arz is no good. Why? Because that's not such an attraction. You don't look just at the cedar wood sticking out. For the Gemara man the Yamapiska the Arza. But the one that says what's an Amaltria? Just that you have cedar wood sticking out, that's enough to make a Eker. My timer, what's the Hezber? What's the word? Why do people look at cedar wood? If you want to say, my time, Mishum de Nafesh Moshe, because it's very long, they're long sticks of wood. And since they're long sticks of wood, that's why people look at it. Fred Gemara of Osuka, that's Shver. Osuka. We're saying now a schach, that's Lamala Mechof Amris Posel. Why is the schach Lamala Mechof Posel? Because people don't look so high up. Aye, the schach itself is Moshe Tvei. What's the meaning if you have a nice long sukkah, that the schach goes down 10 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet? It's a long sukkah. Still, if the schach is l'mala mechof, still it's possible. I, why is it possible? If you tell him now, piska the arza just means long beams, that people look at something very long, so the schach could also be very long. Why is the loch, the schach is l'mala mechof, it's possible? V'osukka the nofesh moshche, it's also very long. Hokamri rabbonin deloy, and the rabbonin say that schach is only kosher if it's within 20 amis. If it's l'mala mechof, it's possible. And the Gemara El, the pshat is, kivon the kochoshiv is lekoyla. It's not some of what cedar wood is long pieces of wood. It means they're very expensive pieces of wood. It's something special to look at. So when you have nice cedar wood there, therefore people look at it. And once they stop looking at a little bit cedar wood, they start to look up and they realize a curry is on top. That's the way Rashi says the Hezbo. The Rambam says an easier Hezbo, and the Mechaba Vaisa brings down the Rambam. He learns Vaisa Kriska Yazda means that Siyurim, there were pictures on the Kura. If you have nice pictures on the Kura, people like to look at pictures. So if there are pictures there, then people will notice it. Even though it's very high up, but something attracts you, pictures attract you, if there'll be pictures on the Kura, that will be Mutter, even though it's very high up. That's Pshat from Kriska Yazda. Alright. But the Rashi is not mashma there. Rashi is mashma stam from the Gemara that if it's a chosh of a piece of wood, as the chosh of a piece of cedar wood, so far people start to look at the cedar wood. Now once they're looking up already, they'll look up even higher and they'll notice the kaira. And that's the halacha. That if you have a kaira, and you have, well, the halacha we hold at the Rambam Shita, that if on the kaira there are siyurim, there are pictures there, so that will make people look up, and they'll look up even higher than 20, it would be kosher. But without Siyurim or regular Kaira, the Locher is, if it's Lamala Mechof, it's possible. Why? What's the Hezbo? The Maskon is, because it's only a Svar and Heker. It's a Svar that Rabbon instead of Yav Kaira. Now we'll realize this Mokum is not a Rishus Rabin. That's why you let it carry here. So until 20 Yamas, people realize it. More than 20 Yamas high, people don't realize it. So the Moravaita. Mik, what about the Locher? Mik Tzas Kaira Betoich Esrim. You have, let's say, a koira, that's the beam going across on top of the Pesach. Let's say it's a thick koira. It's 4 inches thick. Now, mixus of the koira is within 20 amos, and mixus of it is above 20 amos. In other words, exactly mamish put in the middle. The middle of the beam is punct the 20 amos line. So 2 inches down is in the 20 amos, and 2 inches above is higher than the 20 amos. What's the locha? Mixas kaira, half of the kaira is betoich esrim, is below within the halal, within the span of 20 amas off the ground. Or mixas kaira lamala miyesrim, and another 2 inches of the same kaira, since it's a 4 inch, a beam, the top 2 inches is above the 20 amas. What's the locha? And who are in the same shal as by sukkah? Mixas chach betoich esrim. You have 6 chach. A little bit of the schach go down into the sukkah, which is teich esrim. In the sukkah, it means it's within, it's less than 20 yamas off the ground. Or miksa schach, it's thick schach you have, and part of it goes higher, lamala meyesrim. Part of it goes lamala meyesrim. What's the locha? Do you look at the top to say it's possible, or do you look at the bottom to say that it's kosher? That would be the more teretz, we'll see. Omar Rabba, what the Havimin you mean? Omar Rabba, Mavoi kosher, Rabba wants to say by Mavoi Atei it's kosher, Besukkah posel, but by Sukkah it's posel. For the more Maishin of a Mavoi, the kosher. Why do we say by Mavoi it's kosher? The Amrinan Kolush, we say a new Svara Kolush, as if to say we'd like cut it in half. The top part that's above 20, we like throw away, or else we like push it down, and we only see the bottom part. The Drashi Kolush means Royin Kilo Nitaloi Sayuvi Hayoitzalamale Ote Karadaka. It's like we cut the beam in half, and the top 2 inches that's above 20, like throw it away, it's not here. And you only have the bottom two, that's Toich Chav, that's why it's kosher. That's the story you're saying why by Movoi it's kosher. For the Gemara Sukkanami Lema Kolush. Sukkah say the same Svara. Look as if the top 2 inches of the Schach throw away. All you have is the bottom 2 inches of the schach, which is in 20 yamas. So why is it possible? Now the Gemara name schach is different. By schach is Allah, you have to have more shade than sun. If you're going to take away part of the thickness of the schach, I tell you, we're talking about a kimta, that there'll be too much sun coming in. In other words, you need the top part of the schach to make the shade there, to make rope shade, and a kimta. For the Mar Bazoi Hochinami, the same sorrow should be by Movi. E Kalshis, if you're gonna take this beam and like cut it in half. Yeah, for the Gemara. Hochinami, E Kalshis, if you're gonna take the beam and cut it in half, heavy lay kura panitels bruach. Of the Zoi Lakura, the kura then will lose half of its thickness and it'll be a very weak Kaira, and it won't be able to stand the wind. The wind will blow it away, like we had this for before. It has to be strong enough, the Kaira, to keep a beam on top of it. Here, it won't be able to hold the beam. Trashan, tell us, Beruach. Sherei Shiura Chachomim Beria. The Kaira has to be strong, in order to hold up a brick. V'ilav hochi, if it can't hold up a brick, shodeh lezika. Then the svar is the wind will just throw it away, the kairam. Hilkach lechoshev, therefore it's not choshev. So of course this beam also, we're talking about a normal sized beam that just about holds up a brick. Now, if you're going to tell me, Kolish, you take the beam and I cut it in half and only use the bottom part of the beam, the bottom part of the beam is not strong enough to hold it up. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella korchach nase kishvudin shomatchis. Not the pshat we say we cut it in half, but they're like we squashed the whole thing down. We look as if all the 4 inches are like crushed down and the bottom part of the beam is very strong. By Sukkah, said the same svara. Our korchach nase tzulsum rubem mechamsa. As we bow on the bottom part of the Sukkah, the svara occurs like you were saying before, that since Lamaisa, the bottom part of the tzchach is within 20 amos off the ground. So you are standing on the floor, you look up, you see the tzchach there. Because within 20 amos you see. So even though you need the top part of the tzchach to make chamsum, tzulsum rubem chamsum, so what? Squash it down, make believe as if it's all lamala mechov. Because lamaisa, you're going to see the tzchach. So why did Rabbi say for tzchach it's possible, and for mavi it's kosher? Omar Rova, mifazakya, sukkah, ta nusvara. Sukkah, dili yochidi, a sukkah, one person uses a sukkah, loy mitka. People don't realize it. Trashula mitka means vizimna de mishtako miksas uve yaschach hanichnas teichof vekayim akul lamala michof. It's like a gzerin in a sukkah. A sukkah is only for yochid, one person. Now you have, let's say, 4 inches thick as chach. The bottom 2 inches taker are within 20 yamas, so it should be kosher. We make a gzerin, if we're going to be samech on this, maybe eventually or next year, the bottom part of the chach will fall away, and all you'll have left is just the top 2 inches of the chach, which is lamala michof. And Lemitkara, since it's only one person, he won't realize it, so he'll think it's kosher then also. Therefore, the Rabbanan made Xerah not to use it. Mashenkin Movi. Movi, the Rabbim, Mashenkin the Movi, they are Rabbim, there are a lot of people using it. It's Mitkari Adodi. Everybody will notice it. People know the halacha, and they'll notice it. That why is the Movi kosher now? Because the Kaira comes within 20 Amos. But lo Yitzui, eventually, there'll come a time that the bottom of the Kaira will rot away. And the beam won't be underneath, won't be within 20. The beam will only be lamala me 20. And echnami, the rabbin will realize it, and they'll know it's possible. That's why they didn't make gzera by the movi. That's pshan rabba. Ravina Amar, Ravina says pufa ketalocher is. Suki di araisa, suki di araisa, hechmiru barabonim. The rabbonim were more machmer to say what? That we have the gzera. Suki, the Reisach Mirab Rabbonim, the Rabbonim will machmir to say, will be afraid, maybe the bottom of the schach will fall down, and there won't be Lamata Michof, and you'll still think it's kosher. Therefore, the Rabbonim are more machmir by Sukkah, because there is a Reisach Dikadin. Mashenkein Movi the Rabbonim, that we need a curve on top of the Movi is only Midi Rabbonim, like the first Rashi said. Midi Reisach Movi is not a Rishus Rabbin, since it has 3 Mechitzis. Because only with the Rabbonin you have to have this hekir. It's lechmiro bar Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't make gzeira. Since right now this kura is within 20 amos, let's be afraid maybe the bottom of the kura will rot away and you won't realize it. In the Rabbonin, the galacha, we're not so machmir.
Rabbi.
Ravada bar masna, masnilo, shmaita the rabbitcha. He learned over Rabbi's halacha a little different. But Omar Rabbi like this, pumfaker. But Movi possibly, said as far pumfaker. In Movi it's possible. If about part of the beam is Lamala Mechov, it's possible. But Sukkah Ksheira, by Sukkah is kosher. For the Gemara Maishin of Sukkah, the Ksheira, the Armenian Kolish, starting over again. Why by Sukkah do you say this kosher? I part of this Chach is on top of Lamala, the terrace is Kolish. We like cut off the top part and only use the bottom part of the schach. But Mavi Nami Lema Kolish. By Mavi also, let's cut off the top part of the Kaira and only use the bottom part of the Kaira, which is within 20 Amos. So the Gemara again, if Kolshus, if you cut it in half, have a Kaira and it tells Ruach. The Kaira won't be strong anymore and the wind will blow it away. That's why it's possible. For the Gemara B'Zai Basukah, the same thing. Hochi Nami, Ekolshus, if you'll take off half of the schach, have a Lochamsum Rubem Itzulsum. Just with the bottom part of the schach, there's not enough shade. It'll be possible. Ela akorchuk, what do you have to say? Nasit silsum rubim mechamsa. It's like we squash the top schach down to the bottom part. And we look as if there is roiv chama, roiv tzel, more than chama. Obazoi by movi also, ochinami. Akorchuk nasu keshvutim shomatchis. We look as if the whole kura is squashed down. And it's a strong kura. It's like made out of metal now. You still have the thickness of the kura. So why do you say by Mavi it's possible and by Sukkah it's kosher? Oh, my Rabbi Mipazakio, this is where we had before the Pumfaker. Sukkah de liyochidi rom yanavshia mitcha, Pumfaker. Sukkah that only private people use is your own private sukkah. A person knows what's doing in his own private property. So people will know that as soon as the tzchach, the bottom part of the tzchach, falls away, and all you have left is just the top part of the tzchach, which is the malam mechav, they'll know it's posel. Ma'ashen kein movi, de l'rabim hi, movi is not for one person, it's for 20, 30 people use the movi. There the svari is samchi adodi. Everybody is samach, the other person will realize it. V'lei mitkri, and nobody will come to do anything. When you really read samach on too many people, the ma'isri is nobody does it. The Yamri Inshi, the famous word people say, Kidra, the Vei Shutfa. If you have a pot that you have two people cooking with it, Loi Chamimi V'Loi Kriri, it's no good, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, nobody takes care of it. This cook says the other one's taking care of it, and this cook says the other one's taking care of it. So mainly by your movi, since a lot of people use it, nobody's going to be same, nobody's going to take care of it. So therefore the other Rabbanon will choshish that maybe the movi will, the kaira, the bottom part of the kaira will rot away, and all you'll be left with is just the top part of the kaira, which is the malamichov, and nobody will realize it. Everybody will be samach on the other person. Therefore the Rabbanon will more machme by a movi. Ravino Amon Nachman's Teretz name. Sukkah diraisa leboy chizik. Right, as far as Pufa Kefim before. Sukkah, which is a deraisa, everybody's very machmir to Mekayim Dedin. You don't need a chizik. Everybody knows as soon as the sukkah will become possible, you won't use it. Mashenkin Movi, the Rabbanan boy chizik. Movi, to use a kair is only a din, the Rabbanan. People say, it's only the Rabbanan, we don't care about it. It was once kosher, and some is still kosher. Therefore the Rabbanan said, no, we have to make a chizik. So anytime it's possible, the bottom of the kair will rot away, and you only have the piece, lamala mechop, and then it'll be possible. The Rabbanan said it's possible right now. For the Gemara, call upon my heavier law. So we had a lot of different svaras, one way or the other way. What's the maskana? What's the psak? Rabba barav ula omar. Zev is zev posel. Both cases is posel. By suk and by movi. Of a rova omar, aloch is like rova. Zev is zev kosher. Both places is kosher. Why? Chalal, sukya